With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Vice President Harris is raking in dollars in the endorsements following President Biden's exit from the campaign.
According to the Harris campaign, it raised $81 million in the 24 hours following Biden's announcement that he was stepping aside. The vice president also secured commitments from hundreds of convention delegates and earned endorsements from top party figures. She paid a visit to her campaign headquarters in Delaware to speak with the staff Monday afternoon, and President Biden phoned in saying the decision to leave the race was the right thing to do. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also on SRNNews.com, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance says he'll fight for forgotten communities all across the country if elected as vice president. Speaking at his first rally yesterday, Vance said his values are representative of the values his hometown instilled.
We believe that we want to make more of our own stuff, and we believe that we want to have secure elections, and we believe we want to have schools that don't indoctrinate our children. That's not racist, ladies and gentlemen. It is common American Middletown sense. And I'm proud to be from this town and to take the wisdom from it.
Donald Trump is pressing a New York appellate court to overturn the nearly $500 million in New York civil fraud judgment that threatens to upend his real estate empire. Mr. Trump's lawyers argued the New York Attorney General Letitia James lawsuit should have been promptly dismissed, the statute of limitations barring some claims, and that no one was harmed by Mr. Trump's alleged fraud. A group that monitors settlements in the West Bank says Israel has budgeted millions of dollars to protect and support the growth of small, unofficial Jewish farms in the Israeli-occupied territory. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 21 points. NASDAQ futures are down 33. This is SRN News. Donald Trump reaches out to a leading evangelical.
After a fire gutted the historic sanctuary of First Baptist Church of Dallas last week, Pastor Robert Jeffress says the former president sent him a note expressing his condolences and offering to help, quote, in any way he could. Jeffress has been a supporter of Mr. Trump since before he won the White House in 2016, and the former president spoke at the Dallas church in 2021. The damaged sanctuary, which is over a century old, will be demolished. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faced with declining membership, aging buildings, and large underutilized properties, many U.S. houses of worship have closed their doors in recent years. But some congregations are using their land in new ways that reflect their faith. Some are repurposing the property to provide affordable housing as the housing crisis intensifies across the country. This is SRN News. The Senate Ethics Committee has voted unanimously to review allegations that Senator Bob Menendez violated Senate rules.
The panel is building towards potential disciplinary action against the New Jersey Democrat after he was convicted of bribery charges this month. The ethics panel could recommend that Menendez be censured or expelled, which would put maximum pressure on the senator to either resign, or it could pave the way for the Senate to hold a vote on his expulsion. Expulsion requires a two-thirds vote for the Senate to expel a member. A New Jersey jury found Menendez guilty of accepting bribes of gold and cash from three New Jersey businessmen and acting as a foreign agent for the Egyptian government. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Chinese state media say Palestinian factions Hamas and Fatah have signed a declaration in Beijing on ending a years-long rift. More details at SRNNews.com.